that button, baby.
Setting up. I think it's live. What up, people? If it's not,
it's live, bitches. What's good?
And, bro, come on. The monetary isms, dude.
Oh, shoot.
Dang, got that it.
Button, baby. Oh, dag nabbit. Suffering succotash.
Darn.
Gosh darn. What do we got? 30 seconds we got to go through without.
What's that, everybody? Welcome to the Basics Podcast, sponsored by the one and only Tribal Fitness. Hit that link, buy some merch below in the description. Hit that thumbs up and the subscribe button. This is episode 45.
Or if you're watching in 2008, you can go to the sidebar of the YouTube video and hit it in the sidebar, because that's where they used to be. But if you're watching in today's temporal field of view, then hit it down below.
And if you're watching in 2008, if you want to make money, whatever you do, just start uploading whatever, because you're gonna be the first on the platform and you're gonna strike it rich.
One word of advice to my boy watching in 2008.
Start uploading
videos of your dongoloid for all I care, dude. It'll
cat videos, those go viral. Dog videos, those go viral. People falling on their face, that goes viral. Sports highlights, if you can get them, that goes viral. Do it before the major networks do it.
Be the best bar stool that you could be.
Vlog, go to Jamba Juice. Buy a fucking Sunrise, whatever the fuck.
Orange Julius.
Buy a Choco Mate Latte from Jamba Juice and vlog it. Just vlog it. Okay.
Vlog it. Daily vlogs.
Oh, you want to strike it rich? Upload school fights. Go to your school and make the fights. Videotape them on your Razer flip phone. And let's, up that shit.
Let's get that 240p potato quality motherfucking playground fist throwing. Let's get it.
Mm-hmm. Keep the camera steady. It's important. Keep the camera steady.
Key to success here. You don't have the digital stabilization that we have nowadays if you're in 2008. You gotta play hard and fast, baby. Mm-hmm. Well, shit, boy. Is it raining where you are?
No, it's been pretty nice. It did sprinkle like a little bit one morning, but I still rode my motorcycle that day. It wasn't bad at all.
You fucking do some little burnouts in the rain. You get some pussies wet.
Nah, I don't do that, bro. I don't get bitches.
Oh, for sure. All we get is fucking gains and money on this fucking podcast. Bitch, let's fucking go. Yeah. Ah! All we get, look at that hairline, immaculate.
How long was I out for?
It's okay, bro. That was like 15 seconds that time. You're good.
Am I in heaven?
You might be. It looks like you kind of did throw a filter on right there.
Dude, I think I'm in heaven. I think I'm going to leave it like that. I think.
Do it. You're in heaven. Valhalla. What is Valhalla like, my man?
Jesus. Hello, my
husband. No. You're missing the you're missing all of that, bro.
Bro, I'm speaking in tongues. That's just how it came out. I wasn't trying to do anything weird like that. I'm just speaking in tongues from the heart.
That was divine apparition right there. That was like you were just possessed by the spirit.
Basically, for all of our listeners, what I just said in tongues was, do unto others as you want done unto you.
So give everybody head.
Yes.
I'm giving every single person that I see head, because all I want is head.
Hey, my name's Jordan. Want some head? Hey, my name's Jordan. Want some head? Hey, my name's Jordan. Want some head? Yeah.
That is the secret to life, my friends. Just give everyone head and you will receive all the head that you want.
Man, that's the problem, huh? That's why I can't get none.
That's why, because you're not giving. You got to give to receive, bro.
It's true. I've been taking too much.
You've been taking too much. You know, it doesn't have to be a human, though. It could be a tree. You could eat that tree pussy, and you're giving head to the tree, and then you're going to get some head, man. It might be from a non-humanoid, but at least you still be getting head.
Hey, I ain't prejudiced.
I ain't prejudice. I ain't speciesist, bro. I'll get head from any species, bro. I do not care.
Bro.
We're off to a wild start here. Hold on.
Look, this is where my life's at. I live in my brother's room, sleep in my brother's bed. Okay? I don't even have my own place anymore. Or my own bed anymore. I just sleep in my brother's bed, so...
I'll tell you right now, your place has not changed. Your address is still solar system, soul, Earth, America. Your address has not changed. You are still on Earth in America, baby. So it's like you still live in the universe just like everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, we all got the same address, bro. You want to come find me if you want to come beef with me, universe? You know where I fucking stay at. You know I'm on Earth.
We be here. We be out here.
We be... on the fucking block, outside, ready to get active.
We be out here right now.
I'll tell you what, right now, bro, it's about 60 degrees and sunny out. And
that's cold.
Probably like the last day of the year is going to be like this, man. We got some weather coming in.
You got to come down to California. We still got like highs in the 80s for like the next 2 months.
You think so?
Dude, it's been like in the 80s the last like 2 weeks. Hi.
That's beautiful.
It's been like the nicest time of the year. Even though, I mean, I like it hot outside. I like it stupid hot. That's just me, though, because when it's stupid hot, no one else goes outside and I can go outside during the daytime and have everything to myself, right? But when it gets 70s, 80s, everyone's like, oh, it's nice outside. I want to go outside. I'm like, bro, I've been out here.
See, okay, that is wild. And I have the exact yang approach. I have the yang approach. You have the yin, right? So you're Filipino.
The yang's the masculine.
Or whatever. I just mean like the positive to the negative. It's like I am opposite. I'm equal and opposite in terms of like my lineage is like French Basque mountains. That I go outside in winter because I love it in winter and no one else is outside in the middle of winter. It's like I get to go out there and be like out in the shit. There's no one there. There's no one when it's fucking, you know, 20 degrees out. I just throw in a couple layers and I'm fucking out getting active. Same thing with you, except in the heat. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's equal opposite.
I'll be taking off the layers, dude.
Yeah. Opposite, man. I'm tossing layers off. What's that?
Getting naked on the podcast.
Getting naked. Dude, I'm honestly, what is fucked up after 2 years of being here, I feel like it's more of an accomplishment for me to have made it through summer. Tribal Fitness, baby. Tribal Fitness, high fiber. That was not a monkey tail. That was a piece of shit coming out of that ass, all stuck in one piece because it's high fiber, high intensity diet. That is a piece of shit. And it is a model of healthful living that you got one continuous piece of excrement coming out of your body. So that is the highest form of bodily energy usage is shitting out all at once, about 1/16th of your body weight all at once. Yeah. It's all about that big load drop. But yeah, dude, it's like, I feel like more accomplished having made it through summer like than winter, because it's like I don't have AC, but I do have a wood stove. You know what I'm saying? So it's like it's almost easier for me in winter.
Interesting.
But yeah, I don't know. Well,
If you can make it here by tomorrow, I got an extra SmackDown ticket if you want to go see.
Dude, I meant to reply to that, dude. I was going to say, I'll start walking right now, but that was yesterday. So I don't think I'll make it if I start walking right now.
You got an e-scooter.
I do have an e-scooter. But I think even then, I don't know if that scooter's going to make it over the pass. That's a pretty... I mean, so I'm at 2,500 feet right here, just where I'm sitting. I think the pass is like $5,000. So I got to like, I'd have to go up. But scooter's good for flat ground. Yo, you know what I was doing, though, is I was looking at e-bikes. Amazon, $500.
E-bike. Dude, cheap.
40-mile range, dog.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, that's like to and from work several times. However, the moment I was done looking at that, at e-bikes, I would go on my Facebook, and I see that a kid that I fucking went to middle school and high school with, Jacob Priley, got fucking smashed by an SUV while riding an e-bike in Brooklyn. And dude's in a coma. And, like, he got fucked up big time. And he's got a GoFundMe. And, you know, shouts out to the Jacob Priley GoFundMe. Hit it on my Facebook link. Go donate.
We're going to put it in the description below. Or if you're listeners, you can just go to Cash App at Powerful Web and send your donations there. Or Venmo at Powerful Web. Send your donations.
Oh, my God. Yeah, do that. You can do that. Or you can go support Jacob Priley's family. And go there, dude. That was flawless, man. You are a machine, dude. That was impressive, honestly. But yeah, shouts out to Jacob Priley, bro. Fucking cool dude. Got fucked up big time, so that sucks. But you know, we've all been fucked up. You've been fucked up. You hit a deer. I've been fucked up. I got hit by a car. It's like, you know, it's honestly, apparently, in like fucking 2023, it's character building to get hit by a fucking by things. So we're both high character individuals here.
Yes. I've lost some brain cells.
Oh, yeah. That's indisputable.
So.
That's undisputed.
Shit happens. Shit happens.
Shit be happening all the time. You know, it's like. What was I saying? I was talking to my mom today, and I was like, you know. All that can happen, the only things that can happen, right? So I'm talking about at all. The only things that can happen for you are what you can do while you can do it, right? Those are the only two limiting factors. It's like what you can do. It's like what you're capable of. That's what you can do. You can only do what you're capable of. You can't do something you're not capable of doing, right? It's like, for me personally, it's like I'm not going to climb Mount Everest. I can't do that. Or, you know, it's like there's the amount of things that I can do are what I can do. And then the amount of those things that do become possible are things that I do while I can do them. So while I can do it, you know, it's like if I want to right now, I can do a lot of shit. If I wait 30 years, I might not be able to do all that shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you can do what you can do while you can do it. And that's it. That's all you can do. That is all.
That's why you got to do things.
That's why you got to fucking do things, man. That's what I'm fucking saying. I love it. But yeah, so it's like that's kind of the limitation of human experience is like you can do what you can do while you can do it. And that's it. That'll be the title of my memoir. What you can do what you can do while you can do it, I think.
Because I think.
I think you know, at the same time, I'm not living by that motto because I do allow things to pass me by without doing them. You know, it's like opportunities and stuff, you know. It's like I just signed up. This is something that I am doing because I can do it. I signed up for a 1,000-mile run. So it's over winter. You run the length. What?
This is real?
Well, it's virtual, but yeah, it's real. You do it on the treadmill. I got a treadmill and you run the length of Great Britain.
Okay.
And you log it as you go. Yeah. So it's like, it's $40 and like a bunch of my coworkers are doing it. And we're all in a group, kind of like a race. And okay. Yeah. We're just, yeah.
How long do you have to do a 1,000?
It's over winter. So I think it's 3 months.
Bro, that's a lot. Can you break out? Oh, you don't. Okay. Do these maths for me. I've been tracking all my runs lately on the Strava app. Even my warm-up runs where I just like do a quick, like high pace lap. Okay. Can you do this math in your head?
Maybe.
0.5 plus 2.1. That's 2.6 plus 4.1.
6.7.
Plus 4.1.
10.8.
Plus 3.1.
13.9.
Plus 1.5.
15.3.
Plus
4.
Plus 0.7.
16.5.
Plus 0.8.
Okay, keep going.
17.3. Plus 3.4.
20.7.
Plus 3.4.
24.1.
Plus 1.4.
How long is this going to keep going?
One more.
We're at 25.
It's about like, so I've ran like 26 miles for like, oh, no. Okay. Wait, no, 26 and then 5, 31. Hold on. I'm going to estimate. Okay. 33.2, 37.3, 31, or 41.
Yeah, you'll be close to 50.
42. Two more. 45.5, 40, 49.
Was that your outlook or was that mine?
That was my Windows update.
Oh.
I'm like around 50 miles since August 21st.
Yeah, and you're not even trying.
But that's what I'm saying, to do 1,000 miles over winter, bro. Dang.
You're not even trying for distance. You're not even trying for distance. I would go an hour at 7 miles an hour, get 7 miles in 1 hour every day. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, whatever, you do the math on that, that's like 200.
That's 5 months. 10, so that would take 5 months to do 1,000.
All right, so I'm going to do a little more than that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm going to run through winter, dude. I got to. Otherwise, I get fat. That's what's happened the last two winters. I get fat and I get unhealthy. It's like it affects you. You know what I'm saying? It's like, so I'm gonna combat that like as we go. And that's how everyone's doing it. And I think honestly, I don't even know if anyone gives a fuck that's joining this. It's like you gotta pay $40. So it's like, yeah, but it's like I'm gonna take it serious. I don't know if they're gonna take it serious.
Yeah, you gotta win. You gotta finish first.
I gotta fucking win, dude. I'm doing this with fucking coworkers. These aren't even teammates. You know, if I'm competing against teammates, I know that I have teammates that are like, you know, apex. You know what I'm saying? It's like a teammate. These are coworkers, so it's like, you bet your ass, I'm fucking yeah. Beating coworkers.
Yeah, beat them. Beat them real good.
I'm gonna beat their ass, boy. But yeah, I got a new treadmill, bro, for free. It's fucking sick.
That's cool.
Also, been hunting grouse. Got a grouse.
That's really cool. What'd you hit it with?
It was a bird shot out of my 12 gauge.
Nice.
And fucking peppered the shit out of it. So I had a bunch of fucking pellets in it, but you know, tasted delicious, man. Butter and garlic in the pan. What's up?
I had some jalapeno cheddar duck sausage today.
Oh, God. Dude, duck duck is so good. But this grouse, I would say, like, for being a wild animal, 8 out of 10, bro. I'm going solid 8 out of 10.
Mm.
Like, good fucking meat.
Dude, my boss at work, he's got a bunch of property up in Placerville. His family does. His family's big in Placerville. They had like hundreds of acres in Placerville way back in the day. And they built a mobile home park. And so they own like a mobile home park up there, which is like one of the nicest ones I've ever seen. It's got a lake in the middle, and they got like a big ass road in Placerville named after him. And anyways, they got like 100 acres, and he just shot a deer. He gave me the heart and the liver, and I had those the last 3 days.
Oh, no fucking way.
Yeah, it was delicious. I told him I wanted the kidneys and the spleen and like all the other organs, but he didn't get them, and he just left them, and the buzzards got them. But I like kidney a lot. Kidney is really good.
I've had liver. I've had the liver that you've cooked, and I've had liver that I ate in the Philippines. I have had the little intestine things where they like clean the intestine and stuff it with meat.
I'm not about intestines.
Well, no. But like, if they're cooked and prepared properly, it's like, you know, it's like a fucking sausage casing or whatever.
Yeah.
But like, I've had that. And what else? I don't think that I think of it. That's it. Unless I ate some crazy shit with you that I'm forgetting.
I don't know. I'm forgetting too. I ate a lot of crazy stuff.
You had brain, right?
I've never had brain.
Okay. So you've had kidneys, liver, heart. Have you had stomach?
Spleen.
You have had spleen. Have you had stomach? Tripe?
Yeah, I've got it just in like taco form at the taqueria.
Okay.
dude,
they put taqueria meats. They put tripe in pho. I had some pho when I was over there. And the shit was good. Stomach, it's got little fucking, like the inside is like fucking like, it looks prickly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like little strips of it. And it's fucking good, man. It's a little chewy, but it's good.
I'm out. Nose to tail.
Oh, and yeah, chicken foot. So I guess foot, that's not an organ, but that's a part of the body.
Well, I've had a chicken gizzard.
Yeah, gizzard. There you go.
What else?
Have you had a like oxtail?
Eyeball. I've had fish eyeball. I've had
fish eyeball. Yep.
I've had oxtail.
Have you had obviously you've had marrow.
I love bone marrow.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot left to eat though. You know, there's a lot left to eat. Like ear or nose or tongue.
Tongue, I've had tongue.
Oh, you have had tongue.
I think
that's not an organ, but that's like a
muscle.
It's a muscle.
Have
you had anus?
I've had Angus. I've had Angus. I've had lots of Angus.
Have you had butthole?
I refuse to eat anything related to the colon and lower.
The colon and lower. Interesting.
Poop. When it comes to eating poop, I'm not about that.
What do you mean, dog? Elaborate. You ain't eating that ass?
Well, I mean,
are you gonna eat that ass? Listen, bro, I'm hand on the Bible, I have 8 ass. And
well, the thing is, like, when you shoot a deer, normally you're shooting a buck, so that would be kind of gay. So, but if it was a female, yeah, I eat ass.
You might eat that ass.
You know? It's just,
I got you.
There's laws, you know what I mean?
There is.
The law is saying I can't eat ass, you know what I mean?
Natural laws. Yeah.
When the government gets involved, you know.
They said no more ass eating, bro.
No. No way.
Shit. Speaking of the government, how about the I guess not really the government, but the UAW strike. You heard about that shit?
The UAW.
The United Auto Workers strike.
Interesting. Before we get into that, can I take a Mr. Producer before we get into that?
Yeah, let's do it.
Sorry, it came quick again. I'm starving, dude. I need to eat. I need to grab a snack.
Dude, if you don't, we could turn this into a cooking pod. And we can both make dinner. I'm hungry as fuck.
I can't cook right now. Hold on. I'm outside. My stuff's all plugged. What's up, my people? We back. Where'd he go, dude? Oh, man, I got to carry the show by myself. Okay. So, big shout out to our sponsor today, Coors Beer. Golden Hour. 1936 stubby bottle. Golden, Colorado. The original. We are anti-Anheuser-Busch, Budweiser, because drinking Bud Light, it makes you weird in the head, from what I've heard. You know, that's what the media tells me. This is some good stuff. Full-bodied. You can see they get that river water. Brewed with 100% Rocky Mountain water. It's right there on the bottle. Read it and weep, China. We got the best beer. Also on the plate today, we got soft and juicy mandarins. Dried, of course. Let me take a taste. Yep. For some vitamin C. We got some tortilla chips. Only $2.69. And for dessert, we have salted brownie milk chocolate. I raided the pantry. So that's what we have for our in-podcast meal. So, in today's news, what have I learned? Philosophically, say yes to things, all the opportunities that arise. You, someone asks you to go out, yes. People want to hang out with you, say yes. Go somewhere, say yes. You never know what's going to happen. If you haven't seen it, Yes Man, that's my favorite movie. Feel good. So with Jim Carrey, it's really funny. If you like Jim Carrey, It changed my life for the better. Yeah. You missed our sponsor break.
The what? Tribal Fitness? Oh, you got the banquet, baby?
Brewed with 100% Rocky Mountain water.
I got my own Rocky Mountain water in both senses. I got it in the fucking, in the tote, and I got it in the throat. So the UAW strike, it's they shut down a General Motors plant. They shut down whatever the Chrysler company is. They shut down Chrysler, which is like, you know, Jeep and all that shit. They shut down, it's like Stellantis or something. Yeah. The GM, Stellantis, and another one, but Mitsubishi. Anyway, what's up?
Mitsubishi.
Maybe. Isn't that Japanese?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure that's Japanese. This is just American.
Okay.
Strike. So it was. Yeah, it was all American companies. I don't think Ford. I don't think it was Ford. I don't think Ford got hit.
Why not?
What's up?
So why not Ford?
So because Ford didn't take the bailout. So back in 2014.
We're going way back.
Yeah. Back in 2013, I think it was 13, the auto industry got bailed out by the U.S. government.
Mm-hmm.
Massive bailout. And part of that bailout was these auto worker unions agreed, in order to keep the jobs there and have the plants not completely shut down, they agreed to like a 25% pay cut for workers. So the workers gave up 25% back in 2013 of their pay, just across the board.
That's a lot.
That's a fucking lot. But it kept them employed. You know, it kept them their jobs. So 10 years later, seeing record profits again, seeing shareholders making, you know, tons of money, CEOs of these companies making $30+ million a year. Oh,
speaking of a motor CEO, motor company CEO, electric motor, Elon's at the border right now.
What'd you say? Elon's what?
At the border.
Doing what?
I don't know. I just heard it, dude. I don't pay attention to the news anymore. I hear from other people, dude. It's so crazy. I love it. I stopped listening to like podcasts where they talk about current events. I stopped checking the news. I've just been focusing on a bunch of other stuff. I've been keeping myself busy. And the only way I get my news now is I hear it from other people. Dude. So my buddy is like listening to this thing at work. And I'm like, what is that? He's like, Elon's at the border right now. And so I was like, hearing a little bit, and Elon's talking about like illegals like crossing the border and stuff like that, and now we need a wall.
Dude, I love that so much. I'm so happy for you. It's like, that's why I tried to move to Montana, but now somehow I'm even more online than ever, which fucking sucks. It's like, I would love to be able to get that my news that way. That sounds fucking awesome.
You just gotta not pay attention to anything. You cannot fill your time with other stuff. Just, yeah.
My problem is I have ADHD, so in order to do anything at all, I need to have a podcast in. It's like, I have to have fucking shit playing in my ears. So it's like, okay, current events podcast. Fucking, like you said. But, different anyway.
Because there's less people around you. What keeps me busy is other people saying things or other music or something that's being played at work. And then when I'm at home, I try not to be here because it's like my parents' house. So I try and be gone. You know, I try and be at the gym or out doing something. I don't try and like spend time at home, you know?
Nice. That's sick. You like that?
What?
That sounds kind of sick. Do you like that?
Just being gone. Yeah.
Yeah.
It keeps me active, you know, because if I'm at home, I'll be lazy. And I said it again. I said on this podcast, I'll say it again. Idle hands are the devil's playground.
Oh, yeah.
I've been there.
Wanking off immediately.
bro. For real. Dude, anyways, you know what I've been filling my time with instead of like the news cycle and all that and current events is I've been watching a lot of wrestling. Okay, I want to get into wrestling after finish auto worker stuff. I want to get into wrestling.
Okay.
The entertainment segment. We'll do wrestling.
Okay, real quick, just to finish it up. They've shut down 3 auto plants. They didn't listen to demand, so they shut down like 16 parts plants.
So why are they shutting it down? Just because they want more money? What are their demands? The unions?
Yes, they want their fucking 25% cut that they took in 2013. They want that payment back. They want an extra 25%.
So the auto workers union, the Hollywood writers union.
I don't know about any. The Hollywood writers union is totally different. Like, I don't know what their demands are.
I'm saying there's multiple unions striking right now.
Yeah, and Joe Biden just went to the picket line down at the auto workers union. He was there. Joe Biden went down.
Those guys hate Joe, though.
It doesn't matter. It's like the president of the United States shows up on your picket line, on your strike line. That's going to make the company do some shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of crazy. But yeah, all the workers want is their 25% back. The pay cut that they took, they just want it back because everything's seeing record profits now. And so it's like, just give us the fucking money that we cut to keep this company alive, to literally keep the doors open here. Give us that 25% cut that we took back in 2013. Just give it back. That's all we want. And
that's it. What they're going to do?
What?
They're going to demand for that. They're going to get that 25%. And then that 25% price increase is just going to get pushed onto the consumers.
No, it's not, because that's part of the union negotiation, is like having it be mitigated through shareholder and like
are they gonna say that you're gonna limit profits? They don't want that. They still want profits. They're still gonna get their profits. They're just gonna like push it on consumers.
So in terms of getting passed on to consumers, I would much rather have that cost pushed over to me, rather than the fake inflation that these companies keep pushing, because there's no actual inflation from COVID. They just lied about it and said, oh, we're going to start charging more for all this shit during COVID. And then now that's the reality, because they started charging more and people kept paying for it. Now that's the baseline. I would much rather have, and that's a bullshit baseline that went all to the fucking shareholders. That's all pure company profit, bullshit. And that cost was also pushed on to consumers as inflation rose. They didn't keep the prices down when they could have. They just kept going up just because they could. And so that was passed on, which is bullshit. I would much rather have, if any cost will be incurred by me as a fucking consumer, have it be for the goddamn employees that are making the product. Sure, fine. That's okay with me. As long as it's not fucking the goddamn bourgeoisie that's getting the goddamn benefits of it, you know? Fuck that. But yes, that is going to be the case. It'll get passed on to consumers. You are correct. Unless the company wakes the fuck up and realizes that if they do that, then they're just admitting that they're wrong. You know, it's like you're admitting that you're wrong for what you did. And it's like, if they had any sort of like, because companies are supposed to be treated as a person, right? In a court of law, a company is a person, right? Yeah. They have personhood. If you're going to pretend that this company is a person, then you should expect that that person acts in good faith. I'm not going to do business with anyone that doesn't act in good faith. And if that company does that type of bullshit, they are not acting in good faith, and fuck that company. So, you know what I'm saying? I'll buy a Toyota. I'm buying a Toyota. I'm buying foreigns.
Asian truck, Asian car, Asian motorcycle, Asian motorcycle.
Yes. You're already repping for the cause, bro. Fuck it. Let's get it.
They're just more reliable.
They are.
They just don't break down as much, which That's all I need. I don't want breaking down. I want simplicity too. I want to be able to do the maintenance myself. Okay. Save money there. And when I do the maintenance myself, I don't want it to break down unless something extreme happens, which has happened because I have a off-roading vehicle. But other than those circumstances, you know, I haven't had any engine problems with any of my vehicles.
Oh yeah, me neither. So I've got Asian car, American truck, and I just let my Prius sit all summer. Okay, so I didn't drive it all summer because it has a coolant little code on it. And it's honestly, it's a code that you can drive on. And so I just chose not to because I have the truck. So I just drove the truck all summer. But I fucked up the tire on the truck because I was fucking driving sober. And I hit the little thing and I fucked my rim up. And I gotta still drive my truck. What?
I gotta tell you about my sober adventure.
Okay, sounds good.
It is fucking wild, dude.
Hell yeah.
100% completely sober.
Hell yeah, dude. But I let my Prius sit all summer, dude. No driving it, literally, for like months. I put stable in the gas. I knew it was sitting that long. Like, I put stabilizer in the gas.
I use Seafoam.
That's good shit. But so I start to drive it last week. I like, it's dead. Like, the battery's dead, you know, because it's, I don't know why, but it's the battery's dead. So... What's up?
Because it's been sitting.
Right. So I jump start it. I go to start driving it, and it's just like, dunk, 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 dunk. There's like a little fucking noise, like going dunk, dunk, dunk. And I'm like, ah, fuck. That sounds like some engine shit. So I'm like, all right, well, I mean, if it's fucked, then it's fucked. You know, it's like, if it's fucked, what is driving it going to do? So I just take it out onto the highway, start getting up to speed. It's like, dunk, 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 dunk. Like, some shit sounds like it's about to blow up.
In the engine, or was it underneath, or?
It was like, kind of in this, like, passenger seat area. So I couldn't tell if it was engine or, like, what it was.
Is it vibration?
A little bit, yeah.
Drive shaft?
Mostly the noise, which I did have a drive shaft alignment code thrown on this earlier. So that's kind of what I was thinking. I was like, all right, this is it. This is my last drive in the Prius. And then, you know, I turn onto Rainbow Bend. I go onto the dirt road, do a lap. And then I get back out onto the highway, and it's like, I accelerate more this time. And I forget that I left my hood unlatched, and the hood flies up and fucking smashes my windshield. So I had like, God, I have a fucking, it's not broken. It's still there, but it's like, everything is like shattered on it, but it still holds out the rain. You know, it's not like broken. But it's pretty shattered. And then like the clicking finally kind of went away. So I've been scared to drive it. So I waited a week, and I just today I took it. I've been using the battery tender. I have a battery tender and a repair mode. I put it in a repair mode on the battery, on the starter battery. No problem. Started it up, rolled out. Everything was beautiful, man. I drove it 26 miles today and performed beautifully. Toyota engine with like three engine codes on it. Just, you know, all codes that you can drive on. And just fucking, it's still nailing it, dude. 196,000 miles on that bitch. And I imagine if I take this in to get it fixed for all these minor codes, my shit's just going to keep going, dude. It doesn't stop. That shit does not quit. Toyota, baby. Go places. Bro. Isn't that their motto? Toyota, go places.
I don't know. I don't watch it.
It is. It's Toyota, go places.
I want to get the new Prius, dude.
Have you seen that shit? I saw one in St. Regis for the first time.
It looks sick.
Dude, it looks like a Batmobile, dude. So that's what I'm.
I want to do car camping like you do, where I get 60 miles per gallon in a new one.
Dude, yeah, absolutely.
Because, like, I could go camping with my truck and go off-roading and stuff, but with all the big tires and the lift on it, I'm getting, like, 12 miles a gallon.
Dude.
The Prius, then I could just do hella long road trips and then lay in it like you do. That would be sick.
Get a 3-inch lift on the Prius and throw some 18-inch tires on there.
What's my gas mileage going to be then?
50.
Why do I want to lift the Prius?
So you can, like, use it like a Subaru and, like, go on a dirt road. You know, I mean, you saw my Prius. My Prius has performed pretty well. I was keeping up with you guys. Remember back before we moved at the shooting range? I was driving that Prius, like, fucking 30 miles an hour down that fucking rocky-ass dirt road.
No, I don't even need to do that. I just want to use it to get to, like, national parks and stuff. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Camp at the camp – or park at the campground and then just hike out.
Like, and that, those are all paved roads.
Yeah, that's what I mean, dude. Hell yeah, dude. I am the largest, advocate for the Prius.
I might even, like, put a roof rack on it and then put just one of the easy pop-up tents. I go, pop, pop, you know, the hard tent cover ones.
No. I'd say that's wasted space, dude. The inside, if you set it up right, the inside is just so cush. And then you can also leave it.
Then I could take more stuff. That's all I'm saying. Like, if I need to.
You're going
to
take more stuff, get the Thule, the Thule rack or whatever. You want one of those Thule, you know, those ones?
Throw stuff on top?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah. You definitely need a rack, like, with a platform on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, but that'll drop your mileage a little bit because the Prius is engineered to be a little teardrop shape. So if you throw something up there, it's going to take away some gas mileage. But, you know, nothing horrible. Yeah. And I think they're only like fucking $30,000, dude. You can put like $4,000 down and have like a $500 a month payment on a fucking brand new Prius.
But I got like 4 vehicles right now. I can't do that.
Oh, no, you don't need to do that. But I mean, it's like you could trade in your vehicles or some.
Yeah.
And then have like no payment, pay like $100 a month. And then you go fucking traveling the world with no payment.
Yeah, but
See, that's the other thing, bro.
I need to cash flow. That's the thing. I got priorities. My priority right now is cash flowing, you know? Okay. Not buying a new car and going on road trips. You know what I mean?
Okay. I feel it.
If I cash flowed enough and I own my own business and I could do that, I'd do it, but I don't. I don't. I'm a wagey.
A wagey? What's that?
A wagey.
A wagey.
Wagey. W-A-G-I-E. A wagey. A fucking.
I
work for the Matrix, bro.
That what that's called?
I'm trying to exit the Matrix. Make money outside the Matrix.
So I am more on the.
And below, hit the link below. Join my Telegram group.
Telegram, okay.
Yeah. We talked about stuff to make where you can get stuff outside the Matrix.
Nice. I just got a new job at my job.
Telegram group.
This guy's having a spastic attack. That there was no ulterior meaning in any of that. I'm IT now.
Your work is giving you more work without giving you a raise?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm Matrix too, but now I'm IT and I don't have to deal with the general public.
You straight IT for them?
Yep.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm on call, so like if shit goes down, I got to drive there and like reset switches and like fucking call the internet company and shit and do that sort of shit, but I don't have to deal with fucking people anymore.
That's what's up.
Yeah, I'm fucking stoked, honestly, bro. I'm fucking stoked. And I have a desk. I have a desk again for the first time since I worked at Allstate for Mary. That was my last desk. Now I have a desk again.
I don't have a desk anymore either. I'm outside.
You got a station though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a desk and I got a little mini fridge and a microwave. It's pretty sick.
Can I talk about something that makes me happy?
Yeah.
Okay. Instead of watching the news and paying attention to the news cycle, I've been paying attention a lot to WWE Universe. Been watching a lot of wrestling, okay? Wrestling. The people who hate on WWE because of the script, the scripted outcomes. Oh, no. It's not a real fight. We already know who's going to win, blah, blah, blah. These people don't understand that they call it fake, okay? Fake? No, bro. A fucking backflip off the top turnbuckle and body slamming someone is not fake, okay? That's a real backflip that the guy's doing, okay? Let's see you do a fucking backflip. How many backflips are the guys doing in the UFC? None. Yeah, maybe I want to see a guy do a fucking backflip. Or better yet, I want to see a WWE diva. I want to see women, dude. Okay, yes, they're not full-on punching each other and knock each other out. But that spear is a real fucking spear, okay? That guy did get tackled, believe it or not. And that mat that they're falling on, I just, excuse me. That mat that they're falling on, there's no foam padding on that, okay? So they're able to run on it. It's not like they're running on a mattress. All that mat is, they lay wood. The wrestling ring is wood planks, like long-ass wood planks that flex. So that's where you see it go like that. It's because it's the wood flexing, and then they have a thin cloth cover over it. But that's literally like – the support that they get from when they hit. They're landing on wood. Those are hard hits.
Yeah, fuck yeah, they are.
And they're doing fucking backflips, dude. Like, I don't get people that say, like, well, it's, yeah, okay, it's scripted, whatever. But the chicks are hot. They do backflips and body slam each other. The chicks are hot. So, anyway. This Friday, tomorrow, September 29th, WWE SmackDown is coming to Sacramento.
Wow.
It'll be at the Golden One Center. I'm going to be at the Golden One Center.
Wow.
Attend my first live wrestling event. And now I'm going to show everybody who my favorite WWE wrestler is.
Let's see it. Who she is.
Maxine Dupri, Sydney. Oh,
let's fucking go.
Okay. Woo! That's her boyfriend, Otis. He's 5'10", 330 pounds. That's Maxine right there. That's Maxine. She's jacked, bro. Anyway, she's on Raw. I don't even know if I'm going to see her. I'm going to see SmackDown. Raw's on Monday, so I don't even know if she's going to be there. But anyways, that's my celebrity crush.
Make it full screen. Make it full screen.
Okay, full screen. Let me find a good pick to go full screen. Little blurry. Well, let's go to her Instagram. Let's find a good one. Full screen. Oh, here we go. You see this?
Kinda.
Hold on. I'll get a good one.
You get that sideways one laying down. What the hell was that?
Her real name's Sydney. Okay, I like that. It comes off my tongue easy. It's easy for me to pronounce. Where is it? This one?
Yeah. Hit that one. Yeah, full screen that shit.
Oh, here we go. Oh, there's multiple.
Oh, boy. Oh, hell yeah, bro. Oh, hell yeah, bro.
Let's go. Woo-wee. My celebrity crush. She's jacked.
She's looking good.
So I hope she's there. Hold on. I'm getting triggered right now. Hold on.
I'm getting triggered.
Stop that.
That boy just got triggered.
She has a really cool personality. Anyway, yeah. I saw a video of her the other day where they're asking her like a quick, like it was for like an Instagram reel. It was like quick 60 second, like 10 questions, answer real quick, rapid fire. And they asked, what's the most underrated city? And she's like, Sacramento, California.
Bullshit. No way.
No, I'm serious. You want me to pull up the video?
No, she said Sac.
She said Sac. We'll watch the video. Hold on. We'll go watch the video.
Okay, I gotta grab a beer. Hold on. Let you pull that shit up.
Hold on. We back with the brewskis. The brewskis. The brewskis.
Ugh.
Brewskis.
And some pickled jalapeno.
Oh my God. Baby Jesus. Oh Lordy Lord.
So have you seen that meme where it's like Sacramento mentioned?
Sydney's talking, okay?
I travel?
Hey, I would love to. It's my favorite topic.
What do you need to bring with you on the road?
My speed phone charger.
First thing you do when you get in your hotel room?
Find friends on the television.
Go to room service order?
Probably a chicken Caesar salad tossed.
Overpack or underpack?
I'm actually an underpacker, which I know is surprising.
You just sat down on the plane. What are you doing?
Reading a Colleen Hoover book.
Favorite road city?
Ooh, Quebec.
Underrated city?
Sacramento, California.
Whoa! Favorite place you've
been? Croatia.
And any travel hacks or tips you want to share?
Buy the Bay's luggage. It's life-changing.
Hey, Maxine, you want to talk travel?
Hey.
So.
Wait, you think she's not going to be in Sac? She shouted out Sac.
Well, this is what I'm saying. She shouted it out. And I hope she is there in Sac. I really do. I pray to the Lord, baby. Please let me.
Please, Lord, give me the ability.
I want to see her. I'm going to call her by her real name because I'm trying to ask her out on a date. I'm going to straight up be like, Sydney, 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 come here. I want to date. Oh,
yeah.
I'm just playing. I wouldn't be like that. But no, but she's so. We're going to watch SmackDown. She's on the Raw roster. There's WWE Raw, WWE SmackDown, WWE NXT. We're going to a SmackDown event. So normally she wrestles on Mondays, or she doesn't wrestle all the time, but when she does, it's on the Monday show. So she may not be there because she may be going to wherever that
– wherever being filmed.
Because there's rosters. They're like teams, right? The Raw team, they're going somewhere. The SmackDown team, they're going somewhere. But they kind of go across the country at the same time. So Raw this week was in Ontario, California. SmackDown is in Sacramento tomorrow. So they go together because then they do like house shows and stuff. Like on Saturday, on the 30th, I think there's a house show up in Tahoe. A house show is an untelevised smaller event. And you get to see like some of the no names wrestle or practice matches and stuff like that.
Oh, wow.
Sometimes they'd even do like championship matches like out of the blue. But anyway, I think I heard Rey Mysterio is going to wrestle. Who's like, he's a WWE Hall of Famer and he goes and does stem cells every year. He's cool. He's the most famous luchador of all time.
Legend. Shouts out to that boy.
But I'm really hoping Maxine, I see her in Sacramento because she said it's super underrated city. And I got a huge celebrity crush. Dude, I normally don't have celebrity crushes, but now that I'm single, for all of our lady listeners out there.
Let's go.
Drop a comment below.
For that Riz, baby. You got that Riz.
Speaking of Riz, I got to get into Riz too. There's new Riz game out right now. Anyways, I hope I see Maxine. I'm leaving work. So it starts at 4:45. Okay. That's when SmackDown starts. Doors open at like 3:15. Cause then they'll do like, you know, there's like preliminary fights for like UFC matches and stuff. They'll do the same thing before the televised show. There'll be prelim wrestling matches with some of the undercard people. But hopefully, or even after, we're going out on into the hitting the town after. Dude, Maxine, I love you. Please, Maxine, Sydney, please come on our podcast. Please come on.
You can do it
from anywhere. You just need Zoom on your phone. I'll shoot you an email link. It's simple. Okay. Even if you don't like me, how I look or my personality, like, even though I know you will, I'm a cool guy. And I'll be dedicated and loyal to you forever and ever. We'll live to 200 together and we'll raise strong, healthy, and intelligent kids together. I want to carve you a baseball bat. If you come on the Basics podcast, I will hand carve you a baseball bat out of the wood of your choice.
Wow.
I love you, Sydney. I really do. I really do. I think you're so beautiful.
All right. I'm feeling weird now. I'm feeling a little weird.
Yo, I just got to shoot my shot, okay? Like, if I don't shoot my shot, nothing's ever going to happen. So
very true, man. That's what I'm saying.
How am I going to reach out to her? This is the best shot of me reaching out to her is putting it out into the airwaves, okay?
That's right. Manifest.
I have to manifest it. I need to speak things into existence. If I never say anything, nothing ever is going to happen. I need to say
– right.
I need to express my love for her and let her know.
Very good. I'm proud. I'm proud. That's good.
Lifting or something.
Yeah.
I saw you doing the sled up the other day. I do the sled all the time too. I love the sled.
The sled?
Sled. You push the sled, you know, put the weights on the sled and you push it and you pull it.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha. Nice. There you go.
So, and then there's Solo Sikoa. He went to he's from SAC. He's part of the bloodline, the Samoan bloodline. He's a cousin of The Rock and cousin of the Roman Reigns, and he's younger brother of Jimmy and Jey Uso. Jimmy and Jey, they're twin brothers. They're his older brothers, but they went to school in SF. But Solo is from SAC. He played football at ARC.
Oh, no shit.
Town, so I hope Solo makes an appearance. He's cool. He's a big Samoan dude. I'll show you who Solo Sikoa is. So hopefully I see him. But Roman Reigns isn't going to be there. He's injured.
Shit.
Roman Reigns is the champion. He has the best belts. The top belts.
Top belt, baby.
He's like the biggest grossing guy in the UFC or the WWE.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he looks like what's that guy that plays Aquaman?
Momoa.
Yeah, he looks like Jason Momoa. So anyways, Solo Sikoa is is the guy on the left. He's my age. He's like 31. And his right, I always keep get it wrong. I think that's Jay. There's twins, Jay and Jimmy Uso, and they're twins. I think that's Jay. So, yeah. Yeah, and that's Solo is Jay's younger brother. They're brothers. So that's wrestling. That's my wrestling segment. I can go in.
That's my wrestling segment.
I'm paying attention to instead of the news.
Hey, dude, hell yeah. That's fucking sick, honestly.
Fuck the news, dude. Don't pay attention to any of that shit anymore.
Can't go to Golden One and watch the news, but I can go to Golden One and watch WWE. It's like you're paying attention to shit you can go watch in concert. You know, that's fucking fire.
So this is the world, right? Here's the base for all of our basics listeners, the basics podcast. We talk about the basics of the world, basics of economics. Prices are always going to go up for the consumer. You're always going to spend more, okay? Unless
right.
You're a new country and shit gets flipped on its head and shit's got to restart and you end up having a good government like we did back in 1776. But for right now, the era that we live in, prices going to be going up, okay? If prices go down, great. But right now they're going up, okay? For everything. Gas right now, bro, guess how much I paid for regular unleaded today? 87.
I don't know. $6.
$5.89 a gallon.
$5.80 fucking nine. That's fucked.
$5.90, yeah. Because they do a 9/10.
God damn, bro. That is absurd. That is absolutely absurd.
There's other gas stations that are cheaper. But I needed to get gas, and that was the one that was closest. I didn't know if I had enough gas to get to the next one.
Wow. But yeah, man. It's fucked here, too. Gas is fucked. It used to be like a dollar or something here when I moved, dude. Now it's like fucking three something. It's fucked up. But yeah, man, I mean, in terms of, you know, the economics of it, it's kind of like, how do you battle that? It's like, if wages don't go up, and prices go up, it's almost like it's just better to buy things now. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So, like,
yeah.
I'm going to get off the topic of economics and politics. I'm going to go back to what I've been doing, which is none of that. I'm going to get into the Riz game that's been going on, okay?
Let's go to the Riz.
So, I'm single. For all the ladies listening, if you like me, you like my personality, you like my looks, slide into those comment sections below. I want to see it public, okay? Slide in below. Let everybody know that you want me, okay?
Let's go. Let's go broadcast that shit.
Broadcast that shit. Let your love be known to the world, okay? Speaking into existence.
1,000 flowers may bloom.
Anyways, I got on Hinge, right? And what's cool about Hinge is when you get a match, you can send them a voice message. It's not just text only. So I don't even text girls anymore. I just send them voice messages. I've been rizzing them up. I use different voices too. I don't know full voice at all. So I just got this one. Her name, Sharita.
Okay. Bad one. Let's go.
A video. Damn, girl.
Okay.
Oh, she even got her real name as her Insta handle. So, she's 21. She doesn't have children. She's looking for a life partner. She's not political like me. She's a Christian. And she's looking for monogamy. So, the way that I got her to match with me, I said, can't really see it because my thing's still in heaven right now. It's all blurry, but it says, you can comment when you like a profile pic. You can comment under the pic a compliment or something. So it gives you better chances of matching. So I said, I hope we match so I can raise you up with a voice message. We matched and she commented, let me hear it. So live on the Basics podcast for the first time, I'm going to send out a voice message. Okay. Real quick. Hey, yo, girl. What's up, Sharita? You really be looking hella fine. You're just my type. My ebony queen feral goddess. I could see you and me being together for a long, long time. I'm going to live to be 200 years old, and I want to take you with me. I want to take you everywhere. I want you to be my backpack when I'm going on motorcycle rides. We can go out to the coast, get some raw oysters, watch a nice sunset, stay the night. Baby, I want you so, so bad. 10 out of 10. Jay and Sharita, you making me feel a different way. Let me take you to infinity, baby girl. Amen. By myself. Yeah, boy.
Yo. Hopefully. Yo, my dick hard, bro.
Hopefully it's going through. Sometimes if I go over a minute, it won't send a message. That was a good one. I hope it sends.
That was a good
it
one. Sent.
Let's go. Let's go. It sent. You want to hear it?
Go.
Back? You guys want to hear it back or nah? Nah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, girl. What's up, Sharita? You really be looking hella fine. You're just my type. My ebony queen feral goddess. I could see you and me being together for a long, long time. I'm going to live to be 200 years old, and I want to take you with me. I want to take you everywhere. I want you to be my backpack when I'm going on motorcycle rides. We can go out to the coast, get some raw oysters, watch a nice sunset, stay the night. Baby. I want you so, so bad.
So bad.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
Jay and Sharita.
Hear my laugh.
You making me feel a different way. Let me take you to infinity, baby girl. Amen. By myself.
I should have ended it with an amen. By myself. On God, for real, for real.
For real, for real.
Jay Webby, out.
Out. Holy fuck. That was a good one, bud. That was about as good as she gets.
So, yeah, straight up, that's just the message that I've been sending, ladies.
She, boy.
Something like that. She's hella fine, girl. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, absolutely.
How tall is she? Is she too big for her? My motorcycle? 5'5", perfect, dude. Oh, my God, dude. I'm in love. Sharita, you're second in line behind Sydney, okay? Sydney's a celebrity. So, like, locally, to Sacramento, you're my number one choice, Sharita.
Sheesh.
My ebony queen feral goddess.
That's a statement. That's a big statement.
Yeah. That's my life. WWE and risen up chicks through voice messages. I get a lot of unmatches though. After they hear, they're like, "What the fuck?" Then I just get unmatched. I'm like, "Where'd she go?" Having a good conversation.
Oh, that's funny.
Hinge, bro. Hinge is fun.
Yeah, I might try Hinge, maybe.
What is it? What is the dating app?
It's Tinder. Right
here. It's just Tinder. That's it. You got to do Hinge, bro. Hinge is way better. Tinder sucks out here, dude. Tinder absolutely is ass, bro.
Tinder, this is like Tinder out here is like Tinder when it first started.
You got to get on Hinge, dude. I'm telling you. Yo, Rich is in the chat.
Yeah, who we got in the chat?
Rich is in the chat. He says, Nissan, Asian, or no? He said, go anywhere. That saying is for Subaru.
Oh, okay.
He said, I got an idea, man. Let's start a junk hauling, bro. Telling bro a couple hours a week after work. Shit, dude, all cash. Trust me. Tell him to start doing shit on the side with his truck, like stump grinding. It's becoming winter. And mad trees in the winter, dude. We need to get on it, you boys. Got the equipment. I got the piece. Mine, gold dust. Long nights fapping. He was referring to that, but that's our moderator, everybody.
Epic, dude.
Shout out to Rich.
Shout out to Rich. I got my last story is a fucking Osiris Rex. Return sample mission, asteroid Bennu. Brought it back. Just landed in the Utah desert. We got the first asteroid sample return landed.
And are we all going to die from a weird disease that they brought from outer space?
They are decanting the Ebola coronavirus. It's a collaboration between Ebola and Corona off the asteroid. And they're about to start spreading it, bro.
Bro, what? Are you serious?
Yeah, bro.
Watch the news. Are you serious?
Yeah, man. We got Ebola Corona now. We got Kerbola or Erona.
Yeah, bro. Oh, my God. Good thing I eat organ meats and raw eggs. I've been eating a lot of raw eggs, too. Like 4 to 5 a night. Just before I go to sleep, crack them in a mug, stir it up, put a little salt in it. Tasty, bro.
Is that your dinner?
No, that's after dinner. That's my dessert.
Yeah, that's legendary, bro.
My dinner is either like heart or liver. And then for dessert, I have like 4 or 5 raw eggs. Bro.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I'm fucking mutant, bro.
Yeah, dude.
I'm fucking that's crazy. Awesome. I scare people away. But that's what you need to be, if you want to be a champion. People are scared about they're scared of the mindset. I have the mindset. I just don't have the talent.
Hey, practice makes perfect, baby. You can get that shit fucking dialed in, man. That's all you got to do.
Been smoking cigarettes. Been smoking tobacco for the testosterone boost, too.
There you go.
American Spirits, organic, so it's healthy.
Organic, non-addictive.
No, I actually quit the last 2 days because my cardio went to – running a lot, and my cardio went to absolute shit.
Yes.
It's not like I was going like this. It was like just little small ones, and sometimes I'll just puff on it only, but at the same time, what made me like be like, because I read online like tobacco increases testosterone, you know, like how Tate always talks about. Well, you know what? I'll try it for a little bit. Smoked a pack of American Spirits and some Camel Turkish Golds. Camel burns way too fast, by the way. American Spirits, they don't put the stuff in it that makes it burn fast. It burns way slower. So go with American Spirits. And I like it, bro. I like it. I like smoking cigarettes, bro. Hopefully my mom and dad aren't here.
Oh, okay. You said your parents are there?
I said, hopefully. I'm just shouting, I like smoking cigarettes. I'm like, hopefully they're not here.
Son of a bitch. I just got a text from fucking work. Fuck. I did not think this was about to happen this quick.
You got to go into work already?
No, I don't have to go in, but I have to do some fucking shit on my shit right now. It's like some fucking guy. Fuck me. God damn it. Yeah, I do have to go. I have to do some shit.
Well, can I finish my train of thought?
Yes. Yes.
So I was smoking cigarettes. I enjoyed it. I enjoy smoking cigarettes. I quit though, because I was at the gym and I had like grown out my facial hair and my mustache a lot. And I was like working out a lot and I was sweating and I'm like, man, dude, I stink. So my fucking shit be smelly, sweating. So anyways, I stopped smoking cigarettes the last 2 days. Shaved my face, washed it a little bit, and I got a haircut, and so I'm clean now. Travel Fitness.
Okay. Travel Fitness.
It was an experiment. It was just an experiment to see what would happen. That's what fucking happened. I'm sorry you gotta go. I'm sorry you gotta work.
That's right, baby. Let's go. Oh, fuck yeah. I just got another goddamn text. God damn it. All right, bro. Well, I'm going to log on to my piece of shit computer and log into my goddamn work profile, which is, I don't even, I my personal is Microsoft Edge. All of my fucking work shit is on Google Chrome now, which sucks because that's what I used to use was Google. And my work has completely taken over that.
Damn, bro.
And I'm on episode 7 of Jujutsu Kaisen. Great yes. fucking show.
Yes. After that, you gotta watch Full Metal Alchemist, the original.
I'm on episode 7. Dude, Jujutsu Kaisen, dude. Have you seen it?
Yes. Yes. Dude, Jujutsu Kaisen's sick.
So sick. It's reminding me of like early anime days. I love it.
Yeah, dude. It's one of my favorites. The only reason I stopped is because I got caught up all the way, and I don't know if they've come out with a new season yet.
I don't know. There's like 20 episodes or something.
Yeah, that's probably where
24. Yeah. All right, bro.
All right, bro.
Well. Sorry, man.
Sorry, man. My bad.
All right, dude. Nice. Wait, no.
No.
I'm going to do some shit off the air, but like call me and tell me about that like secret shit or whatever.
Yeah, I'm going to do some shit off the air and I'll call you and about all that secret shit or whatever.
Motherfucker. All right, bro.
Motherfucker. All right, bro. Peace out. Basics out.
Basics out.